Time to get up, get out of bed. Fill your cup and get ahead with WKGN. 1-3-4-0.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
Rick Barnes and the Tennessee Volunteers all raised their shirts. They are the SEC Tournament Champions. Mark will hold it, and so he and the Volunteers will hold the trophy. SEC Tournament Champions to match their regular season title.
You know who Hendon Hooker is, returning quarterback for Tennessee, a dark horse Heisman candidate.
Haven't even said it on my own airwaves yet. I think Tennessee's going to beat Georgia this year.
Assuming it's not Alabama, it's not Georgia who wins the SEC, what other team is there that could challenge for the SEC title?
Well, I'm a little curious about Tennessee. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see if they can make that step and be a division contender.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole thing.
Yes!
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Some say.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance,
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Who is that?
Who's who?
You!
You see somebody?
Who are you?
I'm Nate Hodges. You're Houston Kress. We got Adam Hickman, intern Brett. The gang's all here.
Welcome back.
Ready to rock and roll. Thank you. Did you have a good weekend?
It was fine. I'm feeling very, I feel like Cody does on most days, I think. I was at a bachelor weekend.
Oh. So you're worn out? Partied hard?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not like too hard. It wasn't like, there was no embarrassing moments, just... It takes a lot out of you when you're 36. It's not like it was. I'll leave it at that. It's not like it was.
I feel like that's still in your prime. I mean, you know, Twilight prime, but prime.
I don't know if I'm. I don't think I'm prime.
No.
No. No.
No.
No.
Men age better than women do, so there's some reason to believe that you could still party like you once did and it'll all be okay.
I mean, no, I still can. It's just that afterwards.
The recovery.
Yeah. Period. It used to be like a 4-hour recovery. Now, so far, we're at like 2 days. And I'm fine. I'm just, like, I could fall asleep right now in this room, just put my head on the desk, and I could sleep the rest of the show. You guys could continue on doing the whole thing.
Kind of like you were last Monday when I came in.
That was different.
Wait,
that was very different.
So this guy scheduled his party the SEC championship weekend.
Yeah, we'd all be there watching football, watching World Cup. It was great. That was fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if Tennessee had been in it though? Then people would want to go, and then be different.
We scheduled it after we lost to Georgia. So we knew we wouldn't be in it.
All right, fair enough.
But we were hoping at the time that we'd have a chance to just sit back and like pick our playoff spot.
Right, right.
Then we lost to South Carolina. Which absolutely 100% did in fact keep us out of the college football playoff.
Yes, yes. It's now official. We didn't have anything to worry about.
Right?
I mean, except the actual football game.
Would they have put Ohio State in over us?
No.
Okay. We're sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, they shouldn't have, but would they?
No, they wouldn't have. Think about the optics. Our loss would have been to Georgia.
Number one.
Their loss would have been to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Their loss wasn't close. Remember, we kept saying that. We don't need a close game. It wasn't close.
It was not.
And on all the other little strength of schedule, the SORs and all that stuff, like we were better. I think it had been – I think you would have had some manufactured debate because
sure,
they got to talk about something. I actually think in a weird way they might have let – they might have left TCU out.
Okay. I'd buy that.
They might have put us at three, so they get Michigan, Tennessee, and then Georgia, Ohio State, and just left TCU out. Because it would have been easier to just not have to debate the two teams that are the same, and then
because
they would have been like, well, there's 3-1 lost teams. TCU doesn't pass the eye test.
Right. Well, I mean, TCU lost and didn't drop a single spot.
Yeah.
Which has not been standard all year. Now, I get it. There's more teams with a loss than when we lost. There were a bunch of undefeated teams, so you got to drop, you know, behind those teams. But is that the first team all season to lose a game and not drop in the college football playoff?
It's kind of a problem, though, when it's a week when not everybody has to play.
I agree. I agree.
Like, if Ohio State had to play somebody, they might have lost, too.
I don't think they got it wrong. I just thought it was interesting that
the whole system is wrong. That's the problem.
Well, they asked old Boo Corrigan, did you think you should have dropped TCU to 4 and Ohio State? Oh, no, we didn't even talk. Shut up. Yes,
that
you did.
That guy's the biggest moron to ever lead this.
Yeah, he's
committee.
Dumb. He's dumb.
You know the harshest thing I saw anybody say about him?
What's that?
I think it was Aaron Torres, but I don't know. He said some other stuff that I really liked, but I was surprised he went so controversial. Anyway. I think it was, he said, you know, NC State's been screwed the last few years by, you know, just it seems like they've gotten screwed at every corner. You know, the COVID thing with the baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
Something else
yeah.
with the football team. I don't remember. But
didn't their basketball team get left out of the NCAA tournament?
Maybe
or something?
That was
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And it was like, and now hearing their athletic director and now he's not a fighter kind of tells you maybe why.
That's a good point. And it also makes sense as to why he would be the chair. Like, he's just going to do what everyone tells him to do and be happy, collect a check, and show up looking half drunk and high at these. I mean, his eyes are kind of glazed over and slightly cross. He's just, well, we talked about it, and we just said that that was one
team. He didn't
even
know he was in the Big Ten championship.
No, like, the guy's a bum.
Yeah.
He's at Penn State.
Moron. No, I mean, I guess it could have been worse. We could have gotten screwed over, left out when we really deserved to be in. But now this is what happens all the time. But the only people that get mad are the people that get screwed in that particular year, and that's always going to be a minority group of maybe two teams fans, and everybody else is like, man, deal with it. Sorry, but
can I just but Ohio State getting top four helped. Us though too, right? Because there was talk about Ohio State not wanting to go.
No, yeah, it worked out. It worked out best.
It was the Rose Bowl not wanting Ohio State.
Well, I think that's what it turned into. I don't think Ohio State wanted to go, and then I think the Rose Bowl picked that up as like, we don't want the same team, which is garbage. They would want Ohio State. It's the Rose Bowl. They were trying to juke the system a little bit, but it didn't work. Well, I mean, it didn't have to work out that way because Ohio State made the playoff. It's all good.
How about USC? Getting off to a good start and then just like falling apart.
Did they get outscored 44-7 after they got up early? It's not good.
They almost had the dumbest play in college football history. I don't know if you guys saw it there. They were fielding the kickoff with like 3 seconds to go in the first half. Their return man didn't get to it. I guess just one of the blockers they had on the field got it. He turned around, threw the ball backwards to the guy who's the typical return man, threw it over his head, and so then it's a foot race to the goal line to see who can recover it first, Utah or USC, and USC got on it at the 1 yard line, avoiding a safety or a touchdown for Utah.
I did not see that. I guess I was like, oh, this half's over. I'll go downstairs, get something to eat. That is I mean, did Caleb Williams lose the Heisman in that game?
Yeah. And now Lincoln Riley's putting the excuses out there that, oh, he ripped his hamstring and he still played. Although if you watch, I mean, the play he allegedly tore his hamstring on, he hopped up fine. So I don't know, like Lincoln Riley.
Well, if he wasn't hurt, he did a really good job of selling it for the remainder of his time on the field and on the sideline. I mean, he was limping around pretty bad.
Well, then who would be the favorite right now?
No idea.
Hurt.
Stroud, they'll probably give it, they'll go just give it to Stroud.
Hooker back in,
just give it to Stroud. Just give it to Ohio State.
Left it, I don't think he should at least be in. New
Hell,
York.
Just give it to Stetson Bennett at this point.
He looked pretty good.
You didn't get an argument from me on that. Honestly,
did Caleb Williams play really bad?
No,
I didn't watch it. I mean, he threw for 363, three touchdowns.
No, he looked amazing early.
Yeah,
amazing.
That long run he had. Gosh,
it was 30-7 in the final. In the second half, so to answer your earlier question, Chris, I don't know when the Utah barrage started, but I mean, such a weird way that game goes. I don't. The last team I would have expected to just all of a sudden open up a can with our offense after watching them play, like,
yep.
You know, I mean, I haven't really kept up with much Utah football since they lost to Florida earlier in the season, but. They didn't seem like the most dynamic scoring team during the season.
No.
And then to score 30 points in the second half.
Apparently Caleb Williams late threw an interception. That kind of was the point to where everybody was like, all right, yeah, they're not winning this football game.
Mm. What a strange year for the Heisman.
There's really not, you know.
There's been no good teams this year and no good players. That's my takeaway.
There's been one good team.
True.
The thing with Georgia that's so interesting is that there's not really like a superstar. They're all just really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's
like you watch them and you're like, oh, running backs, kind of maybe slightly above average. Receivers, average to below average.
Tight ends, elite.
Tight ends, elite. But then they just move the ball right down. I mean, they scored 50. They were going for two late to make it a four-score game.
Yeah, 50-30, your SEC championship final, Georgia over LSU. I think everybody kind of knew LSU's the team that, you know.
You going to call them a paper tiger?
No.
You can if you want to.
They're just – this is just who we thought they were. Like, this is more – the problem with the LSU perception is that somehow they found a way to beat Alabama also, and that just jumped them like two rungs in everybody's – where you're like you almost have to view them. But we know that's not true. I mean, we watched them, not to take anything away with how well Tennessee played when they went down there, but I mean, you could that wasn't like a national title contending team.
No.
I mean, Tennessee made them look silly. Jalen Hyatt's talking about how it felt like a home game. I mean, they slugged out some games against the middle, like, you know, the Mississippi States of the world, and then beat Alabama.
And got bent by A&M.
Yeah, they did.
And that just bumped them way higher than there was no one else to put up there at the moment.
Mm.
So they got overranked, like a lot of teams did this year. And college football this year it's a pretty weak crew at the top. USC same way. I mean, they look the part sometimes, but then.
Both of their losses are now to Utah, correct?
Yeah, Caleb Williams.
43-42 in the first game, and then 47-24 in the championship.
Caleb Williams also had a fumble, too, in that game. That they lost, so he had two turnovers late.
I feel like I clicked off their stats, but they couldn't run the ball at all, USC, so I guess that was a big issue.
Yeah, they had 56 rushing yards as a team.
But we got our Orange Bowl.
We did get our Orange Bowl. If we weren't going to be in the playoff, I'm like, I know there's some people that like the feel of the Sugar Bowl because it's the old SEC bowl tie-in, but I could care less. I mean, it's the Orange Bowl is just as big a bowl game in my mind. I like playing Clemson. That's a team I hate. I'd love Tennessee to just make that. I mean, Dabo walking back, I'm sure y'all talked about it a ton, but walking back his
Flipping burgers comment,
yeah. Can't remember what the exact thing
was. Well, he said he didn't mean it. Like, he said we'd be home on championship Saturday, flipping burgers, waiting to see where we go in the playoff, but you got to show up and play. He said he was trying to motivate his team to not overlook South Carolina.
Yeah, he said he was saying a good thing about Tennessee.
Right. Like, oh, you think you're done? You think you've done all the work? You just got to show up and play the last two games, and they forgot to show up?
Yeah,
he's a dummy.
Cade Klubnik, man.
Couldn't even explain it.
Adam Rittenberg already has the score prediction our game against Clemson.
My kids asked as soon as it was announced who's the favorite. I was like, I don't know. You got to wait for these things.
41-28 Clemson. Is that his score prediction?
42-31, close.
Have you seen a line? What's the line?
2.5.
Really?
Yeah, Clemson by 2.5.
Okay.
Really?
Does it make?
I figured they'd be favored.
Does it make you guys nervous? I mean, we talked about how Clemson's run defense is really good, but you know Drake May, considered by most to be arguably the best quarterback in the country, true freshman, a very coveted player if he hits the portal. They shut him down 26-42 for 268 and 2 picks.
Yes, it makes me very nervous. I think Clemson's defense is very good. And in this article, Rittenberg says that Clemson does not have opt-outs for bowl games.
What do you mean they don't have them? Like if you opt out, you're off the team? Or like,
well,
like
if you opt out, aren't you kind of already – doesn't that mean you're already off the team?
Or just all these particular players have not decided to opt out. I don't know what that means.
It says Clemson doesn't have opt-outs for bowls. They just don't.
So,
well, remember when who was my guy that transferred and went to Missouri from Clemson?
Oh, Kelly Bryant.
Remember they didn't give him a championship ring?
Oh, yeah.
From the year before?
Uh-huh.
When he took him and won the ACC championship and made the playoff, he did not get a ring for the conference championship that he won. Right? Or was it – or maybe it was – because he left the team during the season, he didn't get the national championship ring.
No,
okay.
Trevor Lawrence won the national championship.
But he started the first four games or something, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay, that makes a little more sense. So maybe if you don't play in the game, you don't get the bowl ring? Ooh.
I like it. You know, society today rewards too many quitters.
You know, if it wasn't for the transfer portal, we'd suck big ones. And you're over here saying reward quitters like it's a bad thing. Like, Hendon Hooker made a lot of money by transferring here because he wasn't getting the coaching he deserved at Virginia Tech. So walk that back, bud.
I'm not going to walk it back. I don't think Hooker would deserve a ring for something at Virginia Tech if he left and came to Tennessee and he wasn't on the team when it happened.
Well, if you commit to Clemson, you can't take other visits either, right?
Yes.
Dabo's got a little cult there, doesn't he?
Yep.
I hate him. I'd love to whoop his ass.
Not to mention, Tennessee will be heading into this bowl game without offensive coordinator Alex Golish.
I saw that.
At least I don't think. I mean, he took the job at South Florida.
It was specifically asked and answered. He will not be at the bowl game.
I mean, he's already
good
on campus. They love him already.
I watched your calls against Georgia. You're a bum.
He doesn't call the plays. We don't even need him.
He calls some. I'm just kidding. I liked Alex Golish a lot.
Same.
He will be missed.
Mm-hmm.
We think.
No, I mean, like, I'll miss him. I'm not saying we're going to take a hit. Yeah. I don't mean, like, oh, man, we're really going to miss him next year. I'm not saying that.
And we'll get another guy. He'll do his thing.
I mean, did they just
Josh
promote Housley?
Call the plays. Yeah, maybe. And then they plug a guy underneath him.
Yeah.
I think Clemson's top defensive player is not going to play. Brian Breesy.
Is he not?
He's a top 10 pick.
Did he
and
get
he's
hurt?
He's been injured. He's missed three games for injury this year already.
He's not getting an Orange Bowl ring if they win.
From Adam Hickman, by God.
He's just gonna.
According to Rittenberg, he will be playing.
Really?
Miles Murphy, Brian Breesy, and others will be up for a challenge against the Vols offense.
They did have like three guys hit the portal yesterday.
Yeah, that corner, DJ Uiagalelei, and there was one more. I can't remember. A receiver, right?
Wasn't it? Yeah, I think he was a receiver, yeah.
Been a rough year on offense for the Tigers. Their normal standards.
But, of course, they figure it out right before we play them in the Orange Bowl.
Klubnik went 20 of 24 for 279 in that touchdown.
It's North Carolina. I mean.
No, their defense is bad. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake May had the Heisman, but what, UNC lost their last three?
Yeah.
What, NC State, Georgia Tech, and
Clemson.
Give me a break.
So the playoffs this year are Saturday, December 31st, 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. The Michigan-TCU game is first, as you might imagine. And then the primetime game, Georgia and Ohio State.
It's a good matchup.
And then we got the whole bowl season to just, I don't know. I guess some football is better than no football, but
you don't seem excited.
I'm never excited for bowl games.
You miss an entire week of sports. Now you get back and you're poo-pooing the bowls?
I've always poo-pooed the bowls.
Ohio State's getting a big bump. Jackson Smith and Jigba is going to be back.
Oh. Could be big, yeah. What was his injury?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor.
I was hamstring for some reason.
Can you read?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I just saw a couple of guys.
I'm not asking you to be a doctor. I just thought maybe you had seen it. You don't got to take it so personally.
I'm not a doctor.
We know.
It's a weird year this year with the January 1st being on a Sunday.
Yes. Christmas on a Sunday. New Year's Day on a Sunday.
Yeah. Tennessee. Tennessee's game, 8 o'clock. ESPN, Capital One, Orange Bowl, and that's on Friday, December 30th, so the day before the playoff games. You got a quadruple header that day, Maryland, NC State, Pitt versus UCLA.
Ooh.
What bowl is that?
Sorry, there's five games. I said quadruple. Notre Dame, South Carolina. That's quintuple. And the one I missed was the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl between Ohio and Wyoming. Wouldn't want to miss that one.
Barn burner.
You kid. Hickman. You kid, but Wyoming can play some fun football.
You have not watched Wyoming once this year, have you?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
It was the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl between Pittsburgh and UCLA.
I like the Sun Bowl.
From El Paso, Texas. And then on New Year's Eve.
The Sun Bowl's played in El Paso?
Feels like they used to play that in Arizona.
That's what I thought.
I mean, there's sun in both locations, though.
El Paso, Texas.
My God. Depends on the cloud cover, doesn't it? Cloud man?
I would imagine less clouds in Texas, though.
Mm.
Can't wait for the Trans Perfect Music City Bowl between Iowa and Kentucky. That's going to be a real showstopper.
What is that, like a...
Oh, that entitled fan base?
Is that like a 6-4 final?
Sounds about right.
Maybe 7-4. Four safeties and a field goal.
Levis going to play?
I doubt it.
He's going to the draft, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to the draft.
What day is that game, Nate?
That's a preamble to the playoff games. That's Saturday, December 31st at noon.
Preamble? Wow. Good pull.
That fan base.
Did you read it the source
specifically
on the flight?
Ass Jones was talking. And he was making a big deal because Kentucky may or may have not have had a basketball game that day.
Mm.
And he was like, you don't send your football team to play in a bowl game on the day you play your biggest rival in basketball, especially if you're playing an Iowa team who sucks and that you beat the previous year. Mitch Barnhart needs to be taking a stand.
Shut up.
But what do you rather go to? Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're Kentucky. Like, win some games.
None of these ball games.
Are they going to do, though, without Scancarillo?
That's a good question.
They'll probably score some points.
They're They probably could let Will Levis call the plays and have a better offense. I don't know. It's that Iowa D, though. Going to be tough to move the football on.
Wait, it's the Louisville game? Has Louisville – did they win a game
Aren't
over
they
the
like
weekend?
The worst team they in college
awful.
Basketball.
They are awful. They were 0-7. They might be 0-8 now. Is that
Barnhart
a joke?
Was probably like, hey, can you schedule it on the day of the Louisville game so we get some eyeballs on our Kentucky sports
Matt,
that day?
Matt Jones even deleted his tweet and backtracked.
Oh, what did he say?
He said, I talked to some folks around Kentucky. I think the football program really wanted the Music City Bowl for a variety of reasons. While I still hate it for the fans, I do get their reasoning. So I do think Mitch was doing what football wanted, so I deleted my tweet.
I mean, are the games at the same time? Like, how many fans even – there's only so many fans that can go to the basketball game and the football game, and there's just not even a pick or anything. You watch them both on television. It's a Saturday. It's a basketball game at noon?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. They don't really have
– They lost by 30 yesterday to Miami.
27.
Jeez. 27,
sorry. Let's not besmirch the great name of the Louisville Cardinals.
I guess you can't have two TVs in the coal mines.
All that coal, no, not enough power for two TVs. Mm. Yeah, Louisville's 0-8.
Yeah, that game's at noon, while Alabama and Kansas State playing the Sugar Bowl at noon also. So there's going to be very few eyeballs on Kentucky, Iowa.
As there have been all year long.
Yeah.
That is two very, very bad offenses.
Did you know Iowa has 99 counties as a state? But here's the funny
part. Did you
part.
Know that, Nate?
Here's the funny part. This comes via the Terrible Maps Twitter account. They have 99 counties, and if you look at it, most of their counties are sectioned off into perfect little squares.
Uh-huh.
But there's one bigger county, bigger than the rest, that they could cut into two squares, but it's just one square. Yeah.
So they could have had 100.
A lot of controversy surrounding it.
And it won 100.
It's Kossuth County.
Yeah.
Kossuth. Got it. That was a good fact.
On Monday, January 2nd, you have Mississippi State, Illinois in the ReliaQuest Bowl. I guess that's the old Outback Bowl. LSU got the Citrus Bowl against Purdue.
Okay.
And USC, their punishment for losing was to go to the Cotton Bowl and face Tulane, the game we were trying to make sure we avoided, and we did.
From playoff to Cotton Bowl versus Tulane. Yikes. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
And the Rose, tough road to hoe.
And then the Rose Bowl has a nice little non-marquee matchup of Penn State and Utah.
That's fine. It's not a bad game. Kind of unorthodox. Certainly not your standard Rose Bowl, but might be a good football game.
Well, Utah played there last year. They'd taken Ohio State. They had the exact same game.
Yeah, I know. It was a really good game, though.
It's just the college football model, you know? Always broken. That's its motto. This is college football. This is the college football postseason. Always broke. We'll come back with
beautiful.
More. Three and
well
out.
Said.
Next. Three and Out rolls on from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw Hard Seltzer. Made pure. I guess it's nice we don't have any. There's none of those really weird bowl games with like really bad teams after. You know, they do kind of end at least with bigger, you know, the bigger bowls. Remember how sometimes it's like, first round of the playoffs. I mean, then you've got like the January 1st, other January 1st bowls, which this year they're kind of split onto the 31st and the 2nd. But then you've got like, you know, UTSA is playing somebody in some bowl game, like some, you know, in Shreveport or whatever.
You guys laughed. Like 10 and 2. I think they might. Are they 11 and 2 now? Did they win their championship? They did, didn't they? UTSA.
I think they're one of the first bowl games. So get your scout on.
It's a good team.
Yeah, they play Troy on Friday, December 16th.
Oh, yeah. Second ball game on the schedule. Mm-hmm. 3 p.m. Friday afternoon from Orlando.
What bowl is that?
It's the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl.
Good for Duluth.
What are you curing there, though? Like the Duluth Trading? A lot of things. Shopping addiction? I just don't understand the word cure in that. Duluth Trading Cure Bowl.
Maybe they mean like salted meat. Cured bacon. I don't know. I'm too tired to think right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm here.
Well, the first bowl game.
Know that I'm here, but I am.
The Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl.
Oh, okay.
It's at least a pretty good trip for those guys.
That's always a pretty fun Nassau bowl game, though.
It's fun when Memphis decides to fight BYU. That was good. Remember that?
Mississippi State, wasn't it? Oh, no, that was a different year. They also fought. Remember Mike Leach? They're like fighting in the background.
He's just like, whatever. No, remember when Memphis and BYU had like the slobber knocker? Yeah. Those were good times.
Is Dion coaching their bowl game? They have an undefeated season going, right?
I wouldn't think so, but I could be wrong.
But
I mean, he was already in Colorado, right?
Yeah, I doubt he's.
They play on the 7th. The next day.
So the next day, got the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. Cincinnati and Louisville.
The what?
Should have dropped the Fenway and just called it the Wasabi Bowl.
The Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Like Wasabi the restaurant or the sauce?
I don't know.
Probably the... I don't know if they have Wasabi restaurants.
I don't
there,
either.
Though. Probably
so
just
this
the
is
sauce.
Just like this is the condiment of Wasabi? Like all of the Wasabi?
Who paid for that? Like the coalition of Wasabi sauces?
I don't know. I'm fascinated.
They're going to do what they do with the mayo. They're going to dump the coach in Wasabi sauce.
That's a specific mayo, though. Is this a specific brand of Wasabi?
Wasabi brand.
Wasabi brand Wasabi?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're looking at the bowl.
Is this like Kleenex? Like, was there an original brand that just took the name Wasabi?
When is this bowl?
December 17th from Fenway Park.
Oh, no, wait. It's Wasabi Technologies. We're way off. Well,
Samsonite. Wasabi Technologies. That's so confusing.
I know. I'm reading the press release right now. It's announced that Boston-based was... Hickman should have known this. Boston-based Wasabi Technologies.
Well, I knew the game was being played in
the
Boston.
The premier provider.
What gave that away? Was it the Fenway Bowl? Is that what gave that away?
The premier provider, Chris, of hot cloud storage solutions.
Hot
for
cloud.
Business.
I get it.
They really fooled
so
us.
Good your nose will burn. A little dab will do you of this hot cloud storage.
What in the world?
Excellent on sushi. Don't overdo it.
Really old legacy company founded in 2017. Wasabi is redefining cloud storage with an entirely new approach to pricing, performance, and security. Jeez, cut the check.
You then have the Cricket Celebration Bowl.
Are we talking Cricket the phone provider or Cricket the animal?
Jiminy.
Animal. I don't know why.
The sport.
Oh, it could be the sport. I have no idea. I think this looks like it's spelled different than the cricket. Are cricket phones still around?
Yeah. I see their commercials, I think, every now and then.
Each player gets a cricket phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Cricket Wireless.
Oh, okay.
Celebration Bowl.
Good. Good. Good for them. The New Mexico Bowl. Boring. Name it after a state. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. Boy, can't imagine the excitement when it was announced that Washington State and Fresno State get to play in the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
It's the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. Don't forget the L.A.
Jackson State is undefeated. They're 12-0.
Wow.
And apparently Dion is coaching in that game.
Okay. Good. Double duty, huh?
So he just up and took his son with him, too, right? To introduce him in his presence.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here's our new quarterback.
Then he's going to go back and play in the bowl? That's weird.
Man. It's just transfer portal times. Who cares?
Yeah, it's true.
Play for two teams.
What do you think about Florida, Oregon State, and the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl?
And that's a pretty good matchup, actually. Looking forward to it. What day is that? See, it's Saturday. Yeah, probably have that on.
Yeah, Saturday, December 17th, 7:30 p.m. prime time.
It is nice. I mean, I've gone to Christmas parties before, and it's nice
That's good.
That somebody just has a TV on somewhere with whatever random bowl game's happening so that, you know, once you kind of talk to people, you can just walk over and
look like you're doing something right, other than just hating the fact that you're there.
Just watch the football.
Yeah. No, I got you. That makes perfect sense. The Myrtle Beach Bowl, of course, that makes sense. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl on December 20th. The RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl. Sure.
Liberty. Who's coaching that team?
I didn't want to bring that up. We were.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're.
What?
We're going to get a new bobblehead.
That's true. Well, no, that one will. That one will just ride off into the sunset, you know, as a conference championship.
What are you
going
to do? Send it to live on the farm with all the other animals? Like, what are you talking about?
No, I mean, it'll just.
You think we could just paint
off in infamy?
I could paint over it. Turn that into a Liberty Jimmy Chadwell outfit. Good for him. They pay a lot better at Liberty than
they. 7-year deal, right?
What was Freeze making? Was it Freeze like up close to $4 million or something? Chadwell just got a big raise, bud. We should be happy for him.
Okay. Moving on up.
Mm-hmm. Armed Forces Bowl. Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl.
Hugh Freeze was making $5 million a year.
Jeez.
Over 8 seasons.
5?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Auburn gave him 6.5, I think, or 7? I can't remember.
These contracts are ridiculous, Nate. Heupel's about to get paid.
Yeah.
Did you see that Heupel said that he's not expecting many or maybe any opt-outs for our bowl game?
Well, our whole secondary opted out the Vanderbilt game, so I don't know. That was
South Carolina game.
Yeah.
No, Vanderbilt. They like literally didn't play.
Yeah, but we looked better.
That's because Vanderbilt can't pass. I told you guys this. This is a great matchup.
They were the hottest team in the country.
I was like, this is a great matchup. They can't pass. And then when see, I never got to talk about that one. When Clark Lee decided to keep his running quarterback in the start him and keep his guy in the game, even though they could not get a first down, and said, "Well, he's even if we get down, he's earned the opportunity to keep playing." It's like, okay, buddy, your funeral. And sure
unique.
Enough, yeah, it wasn't even.
So you did get to watch that game, Nate?
Yeah.
Or you traveling?
Yeah, I watched that one.
So did you have any thoughts on Milton?
I mean, he's just...
He's so big.
He's just the same guy. I mean, he's,
It was raining.
Who cares?
It was pouring rain.
I love that excuse when a guy's throwing the ball too far. Like, what does the rain have to do with throwing the ball too far?
It slips out of his hand.
And travels farther?
No. He's trying to put more on it, and it slips out of his hand, so it sails a little bit. It was windy, too.
He's not good.
I wouldn't say he's not good. He just is who he is. I mean, he's not going to be a high completion percentage guy.
He had a higher completion percentage than Hooker going into the game.
Against nobody's.
I'm just giving you the facts, man.
He's throwing the in-breaking routes better than he used to, but he still just has trouble on any ball that's got to have, loft.
The Joe Milton hatred on this show is offensive.
His overthrows are offensive.
Especially you.
Why? I'm rooting for the kid.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You would rather him overthrow it so that you can come in here and be like, overthrow Joe. Gee, gee, gee. You want him to overthrow it. Admit it.
Okay, it was maybe fun to watch him overthrow in the Vandy game, only because that game was never in doubt.
Shameful.
It was a little frustrating that we were so just. I mean, Vanderbilt looked god awful, but they beat Florida. I watched that game too. It looked like a different team.
They were the hottest team in the country.
But at the same time, I'm like, why couldn't you guys just have a pulse? The week before, at least make that thing interesting. Do you think if Tennessee had lost the Georgia and South Carolina games close, like in different ways completely, and Hooker was still playing, that in another world, like with a different spin zone, like the Ohio State versus Tennessee to get in, even with Tennessee having two losses, could have been a thing. Like if Tennessee had been
if
the
we
one
had lost,
team,
yeah, if we like the way the Clemson game went, if we lose by one and then they beat Clemson, yeah, I think there's a chance.
Especially if you'd have lost to Georgia by like a field goal.
Yeah.
Like the way we beat Alabama, if we'd have lost to Georgia that way.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the problems for Tennessee with the perception, and it's one of the reasons why Alabama is ahead of Tennessee in the rankings, which obviously doesn't matter anymore, thank God. But it's because everyone tuned into that Georgia-Tennessee game, number one versus number two, mm-hmm. and built it up so much. And then when Tennessee came out flat, everybody, all the neutrals, all the casuals that haven't seen Tennessee.
The people that watch one game of Tennessee a year.
Light up other teams were like, see, I knew Tennessee wasn't a top two or three team in the country. Yeah. See, look at them. But if you'd have gone toe-to-toe and lost the game where maybe you led at some point, you know, early. And
we did. 3-0.
You know what I mean. I don't know. It's a great season. Just could have been greater.
You said that with so much conviction.
I mean, it was
a great season.
I mean, it was.
It could have been greater.
I don't know. I got more thoughts.
You picked 8-4. Final. They exceeded your expectations.
I just said it's a great season. Final segment, hour one next.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Final segment, hour number one.
Cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't.
Well, how did you guys feel about the way the season, you know, wrapped up?
It was just as I predicted.
Failure.
10-2.
10-2.
Just as you expected. Predicted
failure.
Yeah, like you gotta at some point after we beat Alabama, after we beat Kentucky, every Tennessee fan in the country was saying we're going to the playoffs. All we have to do is just take care of business, things go as expected, regardless of how the Georgia game plays out. We expect to go to the playoffs. At some point, you have to shift your expectations.
There was one game that was a failure. The season was not a failure.
When Shane Beamer and the University of South Carolina keeps the University of Tennessee out of the playoffs, that makes the season a failure.
You picked 9-3.
I don't care. I shifted my expectations. There was a point where we were a playoff team. We looked like the best team in the country. We should have made the playoffs, and we didn't because of South Carolina.
Farhopple!
It's not what I'm saying.
One game was an epic failure.
Yeah, but like my thing is like you can't just scream about, oh, we're going to the playoffs, yeah. And then when you don't go to the playoffs because you lay an egg – against a mediocre South Carolina team.
Hey, they're the hottest team. They're the hottest team in the country.
They are, but still.
Was Alabama that good this year, Hickman?
I would say they're a top four team.
You would?
Yeah. You say Bama's a top four team?
Yeah. I would also say Tennessee's probably a top four team as well.
When healthy.
Yeah, when healthy, Alabama and Tennessee both beat TCU. When healthy, Alabama and Tennessee, I would say it'd be a pick 'em against Michigan.
I think Michigan might be a little better than we think.
Well, I think they are too, but style-wise, you know, it's a pretty good matchup for us. The four best teams in the country are Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Tennessee, Alabama. Pick whichever one you want there. Those are your four or five best teams in the country.
Be a good year for a 12-team playoff.
Which is coming, right? Not next year, but the year after that.
Correct. What did I say, Hickman? We'd be hosting Kansas State?
Yes, and then we would get to play Georgia if we win.
I thought it was Michigan.
I saw Georgia in the one I looked at.
Well, yeah, I think I've seen a couple different ones. I think there was one we were 7, Kansas State was 10.
But what number are we? We're 7, right?
6.
No, we're 6
we're
now.
We're 6 now, so I mean –
So, doesn't that still keep us on the Michigan side of the bracket?
That would give you the TCU. if you go by like seeding.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, we'd be on the 3-6 game.
We'd be on the good side.
3-6 game, and then beat Michigan, and then you know play for the Natty.
I'd take it.
Yeah. I don't know that Alabama is as good as they normally are.
They're
like
not.
When they're, you know, one of the top two teams, and your game, I think it was, as I look at the season, I think this is just it didn't happen the way we thought, but this is the ceiling type of season that people predicted. It happened in a weird way. Alabama wasn't as good.
We now know the ceiling was 11-1. Like we did blow it against South Carolina.
Well, sure. Yeah. But
if you had lost to Bama,
I don't mean from a win loss perspective.
Okay, I got you.
I mean for how good the team could play. For many little stretches during the year, the team was able to maximize, I think, their potential. And obviously, if you look through the schedule, you played a pretty bad half at Pitt, got away with it. You played clean enough against all the really bad teams. I mean, you looked like $1 million against Ball State and Akron and UT Martin. I mean, you never even had any stretches where it even kind of, you know. Then if we're going kind of worst to best, you know, I mean, the Vanderbilt game, you just completely dominated that one.
In the downpour.
Missouri, you had the little bit of
a lull, mm-hmm.
I guess, at the end of the first half, beginning of the second half, but that didn't matter in typical.
Then you blew it open.
Josh Heupel offensive fashion, you know, you blasted them. Kentucky, you played a complete game and dominated them. The Alabama game, you started hot, had a lull, had one really bad, dumb turnover, but your quarterback played the game of his life. And, they missed a long kick. You made a better play.
You forced a long kick.
Got into better range and, you know, made it. I mean, that was – I guess what I'm saying is I feel like we were about – like Alabama and Tennessee, very close in terms of their play on the field this year. Alabama, way more talented on paper, played – slightly below where they should have been with that. Tennessee, way worse on paper, played up to their potential. And that's a good sign for your, you know, for how you're litmus testing your coaching staff. They could get these guys humming like that certain times. The Florida game, you had a little late, but Florida's been one of those weird teams this year.
We were also like one play away from beating them by
25
points.
Like, you were... When you watch that game, Tennessee was obviously the better team, just watching it kind of back and forth. The biggest issue I thought we'd have this year was like holding up front, and really both lines exceeded expectations. Offensive line gave Hendon Hooker time to pass against teams like Alabama and LSU and Florida, and that's something that Tennessee teams, as they've tried to get over the hump in the past with previous coaches, have struggled in those games. You know, you will like $1 million against Ball State and Akron, but then you get in the Florida, the LSU game this year, and it's
you
kind
look
of
completely
a,
different.
Yeah. It just does, it's not the same. But you know, and then the road trip to South Carolina, you just kind of ran into a buzzsaw with. I think the fact that South Carolina wanted to be a certain type of team this season and run the football and all that stuff. And they're just better when they throw the ball. I mean, they should throw the ball 80-20. And all year they've tried to be 50-50, and it's a complicated offense, and so it gets kind of whatever. And honestly, I watched them play the Clemson game probably a little closer than I would have because they had beaten Tennessee. And when they just dropped back and threw the ball, they were better. They couldn't run the ball against Clemson either.
No one can.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how Tennessee fares. We can talk a lot more about that one over the next month, of course. Stick with us as we kick off hour two next.